Welcome to the GuardShow.us Daily, Retirement Match Night. A comfortable assumption has been defending its title for years, that preferring your spouse from a distance means something is wrong with you. Tonight, that assumption climbs into the ring against 15 wisdom traditions. One question. Many judges, the gloves come off.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it wrong that I like my spouse more when they're away for a few days than when they're actually home? People have worn this question in different costumes forever. The Victorians called it conjugal fatigue. Monks called it the relief of solitude. Same ache, different eras. However you name it, is preferring the empty house actually a problem? Existentialism comes in swinging, and it does not let you off easy. It says the version of your spouse you love when they're away is one you invented. A spouse-shaped absence you've filled with every virtue that absence excuses you from actually verifying. You love the ghost, the curated ghost. And the question isn't whether that's wrong, it's whether you'll keep choosing the ghost over the actual person who is standing right there breathing in a way that, for some reason, bothers you.
Which is a great indictment, except it assumes the ghost is fake. Epicureanism pushes back on that. Hard. Its argument is that pleasure dulled by constant proximity isn't abundance. It's a kind of poverty. You're not broken. You're a person whose attention needs a reset. The absence restores the texture of the actual person, the specific weight of them in the room, the exact way they set a cup down, from invisible back to vivid. And that vividness, Epicurus says, is the real thing. Protect it on purpose.
Buddhism and Zen both go after the same thread, but from opposite ends. Buddhism says, and I love how blunt this is, your spouse didn't change between when they left and when they came back. You are watching your own weather and calling it them. Zen puts it differently. You miss them like a bowl misses water, full of exactly what isn't there. Then they walk back through the door and suddenly the bowl is just a bowl sitting on the counter, getting in the way. Both states are real. Neither one is the marriage.
Christianity makes a move nobody else makes. It says the issue isn't that you love their absence. It's whether you've learned to love their absence instead of them. The incarnation is the whole argument. Christ took this bread, broke this bread, not the idea of bread. You have to take the actual person, not the clean, distant, frictionless concept of them, which, look, is not fun to hear, but it's a different accusation than what existentialism is making. One says you're cowardly, the other says you're confused about what love is for.
Groundhog Day does something useful here. Phil Connors, the Bill Murray one, stuck in a small Pennsylvania town, reliving the same February day until he learns to actually see it. You're doing a version of that, except your reset button is a 3-day work trip. The absence doesn't manufacture love. It clears the accumulated static, the cabinet left open like a small accusation, the half-answered question, so you can hear what was already there. Taoism has almost the same image. The hollow at the center of the wheel is what carries the weight. You were never loving them less. You just stopped gripping the shape of them long enough to feel it. If I'm calling one tradition first about this question, it's Epicureanism. Because it's the only one that turns this from a confession into a design problem. You don't need to feel guilty. You need to protect the reset deliberately instead of waiting for a flight itinerary to do it for you. Tomorrow's question is waiting.
Welcome back to the corner. The assumption that walked in tonight, I must be a bad spouse, did not make it out on its feet. 15 traditions, and not one of them handed you that verdict. A few handed you something harder. The person in the empty house is real, and so is the one who comes back through the door. And the work is loving both without swapping one for the other. Support this free daily show at thegodshow.us. Ask your own question. Find your belief profile. Share it with someone who's been staring at a hardware store aisle, holding the wrong size of something, and wondering what that means. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The bowl is on the counter. The door is about to open. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.